For knowledge concerning the Father's personality and divine attributes, we will always be dependent on the revelations of the Eternal Son. For when the conjoined act of creation was effected, when the third person of deity sprang into personality existence and executed the combined concepts of his divine parents, the Father ceased to exist as the unqualified personality. With the coming into being of the conjoined actor and the materialization of the central core of creation, certain eternal changes took place. God gave himself as an absolute personality to his eternal Son. Thus does the Father bestow the personality of infinity upon his only begotten Son, while they both bestow the conjoined personality of their eternal union upon the infinite Spirit.